Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, guess what, guys? Your first class is absolutely free. Got to mention Dolly, though. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission expert for over 10 years, that's according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the testing center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. You mentioned the Dolly McCarthy Show, you'll get a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Say hello to Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing your guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. They've won the Small Business of the Year Award plenty of times. Come visit Bricconi's in Naperville. Phone number is 630-717-9530. And if you are a veteran this month, just know that your first beverage, any kind of beverage or dessert, is on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you to all of our veterans that have served our country, and we want to honor you at Bricconi's. Check out Bricconi's.com. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great care in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle in their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And the number there is 630-305-5257. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. Former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And here comes the Naperville Trolley. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, and bar mitzvahs. That's what I meant to say. And more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. You lookin' swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You keep going, still going, you stay going strong. Yeah.
everybody. Welcome to The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, where it all began almost 6 years ago. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. 1010 News Talk, thanks for carrying the show in the mornings. And WCKG 1530 AM, as well as my friend Stevie over at Tuyaville Internet Radio. You can also find us on Instagram, not the program, but some fun posts on there. And on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. And, of course, on Facebook where all the old folks are hanging out. What's the good word, everybody? Welcome to the program. This week I have some really cool guests. You know, I like to bring you good guests, but this week is cool. We're going to be talking about school. We're going to be talking to, what am I talking about? We're going to be talking to John McGee. He's got a field guide for parents, Gerald, mom and dad, college preparation. So we're going to talk to him about that and how we can navigate all of that with our kids. I know many of you, this is that time of year where there's testing going on, a lot of stress, there's applications and financial aid and all that good stuff going on. We thought this would be a good time to give you some nuggets of knowledge about college preparation with John McGee. He'll be coming up at 45 there. And just a few minutes, we're supposed to have Dr. Ann on the show. Dr. Ann is a best-selling author. Pretty cool. It's been a while since we had a best-selling author on the show. She's the first lady of nutrition. We're going to talk about weight loss, which I hope she's calling into the show. We had it confirmed, but she was supposed to call in 3 minutes ago. See, that's the tricky part about radio. You never know what you're going to get. You might just get me tap dancing for a bit. You know, I always got something to say here. But I was so excited about having Dr. Ann on. I hope she calls in. This is why I need to get back in the studio. I'm doing it from my home, and I have guests in front of me. But for now, this is the way it goes, folks. But Dr. Ann hopefully will be calling in shortly, and if not, we'll reschedule her. But she's otherwise known as the First Lady of Nutrition. She's a best-selling author. You might want to check out her book, so maybe the next time she gets on the show, you're more informed about her expertise. She's pretty knowledgeable in weight loss, diet, detox, women's health, men's health, perimenopause, menopause, beauty, and the environment. She's written 30 books, so I thought she'd be perfect for us. And her New York Times bestsellers are the Fat Flush Plan series and Before the Change. Okay. Oh, I'm in denial as I approach that time in my life. Maybe I should pick up that book. Maybe I'm telling too much. One of the things I wanted to talk about with Dr. Ann, she's explains the weight loss, the power of weight loss in her book, of the weight loss power of coffee in this book, this new book. So I really was looking forward to talking to her. And she has some yummy coffee pick-me-up recipes in the book. The book is called Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days. How perfect would this be to get going on this before the holidays? Oh, where's Dr. Ann? We hope she calls in soon. We'll get back to her. Maybe she's just a little late. But if not, no fear. We will get her on the show at some point before the holidays to give us some tips on the weight loss thing. So, as I mentioned, we always have good guests. And so those are two cool ones we have coming up. And, you know, we talk about non-for-profits. And speaking of non-for-profits, I want to do a shout-out to Misericordia. The Misericordia Women's Board is hosting the Heart of Mercy Ball. That's coming up next Friday. Tickets are still available for this. This is Friday, November 16th at the Hilton Chicago, 720 South Michigan Avenue. And you can still get tickets. Just call Jeanette Blunda at 847-612-6046. Of course, Misericordia is raising funds to benefit the homes more than 600 residents with intellectual and developmental disabilities. All the proceeds will go to Misericordia. This is a great ball, a great fundraiser. If you can get there, 847-612-6046 to get over there and have the opportunity to make a difference in these children's lives at Misericordia Home in Chicago. It looks like a fun time. I wish I could go. I actually can't make this one. I don't know why. I can't remember why. I just can't go to this. There's something going on. Wish I could be there. I love dressing up. Speaking of dressing up, we're going to be sponsoring the Chicago Auto Show again next year. Very excited about that. And I'll be giving away free tickets to that, as we've done before. We also have the Brightside Theater in Naperville, the only professional theater company in the southwest suburbs. The Brightside Theater is putting on the production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat starting in a couple of weeks. You might want to check out brightsidetheater.com. I'm giving away free tickets to that, too. Could you imagine your kids kick off the holiday season, go see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Brightside Theater? They're an amazing, amazing theater company. And for a fraction of the cost of going downtown, not to mention the parking, it's ridiculous to pay for parking. It's almost $60. So here's a great opportunity to entertain the kids, and it won't take a bite out of your wallet. Check out the brightsidetheater.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is very proud to sponsor that. Hey, we're also very proud of our veterans. This Sunday is Veterans Day. Hats off to all of our veterans, all those who have served our great country, and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Monday is Veterans Day observed, and on that day, we are going to be honoring veterans over at, if you want to join me, come on out to the original Pancake House in Park Ridge on Northwest Highway. The owners there have a non-for-profit called Veterans Build Project, and they are going to be offering free breakfast and free lunches for all veterans. How cool is that? So here's a great opportunity if you're not a veteran to honor our veterans and come on out to the Pancake Cafe, the original Pancake Cafe, the original Pancake House in Park Ridge. Okay, I just got a message from someone asking me if the show was on the air. Well, yes, it is. There definitely is a show. I hope you all can hear me. That would be bad. I'm assuming you all can. All right, well, listen. We have a great show for you, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Good Show. And as I mentioned, I want to do a shout-out to all my listeners that have been with me since the very beginning of time. No, the very beginning of the show, The Dolly McCarthy Show, celebrating 5 years. I want to say almost 6 years in March. I think we're going to have a special celebration. We didn't do anything for five, but in March, dare I say this, I'll be celebrating a very big milestone myself. So we may just do something very special. So I want to do a shout out to all those listeners on Blog Talk Radio, where it all began, and River. So thanks everybody for tuning into The Good Show. Okay. We'll be right back with our first guest. And so parents, stay tuned. You're going to want to listen to this, especially those with college kids. Stay with us just a moment.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
That is indeed The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. We're going to have Dr. Ann Lewis Gittleman on the show. She's the author of The Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in 21 Days. She's a New York Times twice best-selling author. We were so excited to have her on the show, but she must have gotten stuck on the New York subway. So we are going to move on, and our next guest, we're really equally as thrilled to have him on, is John McKee. John McKee, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, John. I'm so
Hi,
glad
how are you?
That you made it on the show. let me do a proper introduction. You know, John has spent much of his career studying the influence of trends on college enrollment and how students make their college choices, and he's here now to join us to talk about college preparation. He's author of A Field Guide for College Preparation. It's is it a collection of letters, parents to parents?
It's a mix. Well, first, thanks for having me on, Dolly. I appreciate that. It's a mix of letters. Thank you. That I asked colleagues from around the country who I knew had kids, some of them not yet in college, some of them in college, and in some cases, kids already through college. And those letters kind of frame each of the chapters in the book that I wrote the chapters, which in some ways are written, the chapters are more or less letters from me to parents about various parts of the college preparation process, essentially starting when kids are really young, all the way up to that emotional day, move-in day, when you drop your daughter son off and say goodbye, not forever, obviously, but say goodbye that day. And so trying to cover essentially from the birthing center to the res hall room 18 years later.
It's a tough decision. Whether your child is still in diapers or in high school, ready to say hasta la vista, mom and dad. My sophomore is almost there.
It was. It's one of the hardest. You know, I mean, I do that. I work on two college campuses, and I'm part of all of this all the time. But I have two kids in college now, and I have two more who will be in college over the course of the next several years. We'll have kids. My wife and I will have kids in college continuously from 2015 to 2027 between the four of them. And we, you know, I was prepared for all the kind of technical stuff that went with choosing a college, but a whole less prepared, less well prepared for what I think are just the emotional pieces. For kids, it's a point where, especially at the point of leaving, they're more or less schooled to go and do that. They think, oh, the places will go. And parents at that moment, and I have to admit myself, certainly for my oldest, our first going, parents will often think, oh, the places we've been, and where did those 18 years go, and how did they go by so quickly? And they do go by quickly. And this is a big moment for kids. I mean, this is, in many ways, their first real kind of adult life decision that they make or get to make. It's not a be-all and end-all decision, that's for certain. But nonetheless, it's really an important one, and it is a signature step to independence. And, you know, I have to admit, even as a parent, and even though I work at a college, I occasionally look at even my, you know, all of my teenage children and say, but I remember when you were six. And I remember when you were three and all of that. And I wasn't trying to be kind of maudlin in the book, but to say, for that part of the book anyway, just to say, in addition to preparing for how you're going to look at colleges, how you're going to think about college, how you're going to choose a college, you also need to be prepared for how to let go of your daughter or son when they go.
Yeah, and that's really tricky. So we have to start preparing as soon as they're born, right? After every diaper change, it's one diaper closer to college. I'm kidding.
That's a great way to put it.
It seems like parents have a harder time these days because then when I was a kid, you know, going away to college, my parents were like, okay, see, I have a great time. But nowadays we are so involved in our kids and their lives. You know, parents back in my day, not that old, okay, they weren't as involved. But now when the kids leave, there's such a void these days. So it's almost like you almost have to not so much prepare your own children, but prepare mom and dad for that. Okay, let's dive into finding the right college, the right fit for your kids. How do you find the right college fit?
Well, I think the first thing you start with is instead of looking at all the shiny objects that all colleges present, and we all do, and they're easy to be kind of almost seduced by the shiny objects. College campuses are amazing places with oftentimes remarkable architecture or settings, with lovely grounds and filled with interesting people and great food. But before you get to all of that, you need to know something about yourself. So what I encouraged in the book, what I encouraged parents to ask their kids to do, and I encourage school counselors to do the same with kids, I tried with my own, I hope they did it, was to complete four sentences. I am, I expect, I value, I need. Not I want, because almost everybody wants everything, but I am, I expect, I value, I need. And when I talk to kids about that, I just say, use emojis if you want. However you want to fill out those four sentences, If you do that before you begin, and I think kids are completely capable of doing that. They're often very in touch with themselves. But if you do that, you'll have a better understanding of who you are before the college search begins. So you can answer the question, how does this college fit me? What's important to me? Rather than the other way around, which is where too many kids and families start, which is, well, do I or we fit this college?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's really good advice there. We're talking to John McGee. He's the author of Dear Parents, A Field Guide for College Preparation. John is experiencing or sharing his experience and wisdom with parents today. You don't have to be a parent to be getting some tips here to listen in because you have nieces and nephews and cousins that are probably at some point going to be going off to college, and they're going to need your pearls of wisdom, and you can get them right here with John McGee. John, okay, let's talk about cutting through the fog and the dread surrounding financial aid. That is the most stressful part for most parents, not just, you know, affording college and saying goodbye, but, you know, navigating this financial aid process.
Just the cost process. And that sort of represents the sum of all fears for most families. I mean, we know from polling data that 3/4 of all American families with kids under age 18, parents with kids under age 18, say that they're concerned about their ability to pay for their daughter or son, their kids' college education. I offered up kind of 5 steps in this that are a little different than before you get to financial aid, and I'll get to that. But the first is you should save. Anything is better than nothing. It is a myth that all savings counts dollar for dollar against your ability to get student financial aid. Typically, the reward for not saving is the opportunity to borrow more, and maybe more than you want. So even saving $25, $50 at a time, beginning when kids are young, is better than nothing. The second is to define value. What are you willing to pay for? Not just what are you able to pay for, but what are you willing to pay for? What are you really willing to stretch for? And we had to go through that with my own kids. What among their choices was really worth, in some cases, paying that much more for than something else? And that's a hard conversation, but it's a serious financial conversation that parents should have among themselves and then with their kids. The third is know your limits. Just know where the hard line is that says we absolutely cannot and will not spend more than this. But then that leads to the fourth piece of advice, which is you need to talk to your kids about money. And that is a comfortable conversation because I found from the research we do at my schools, the College of St. Benedict and St. John's University, that our students very often just don't know about how much money their parents make, and they make judgments about how much money their family has. Most, you know, partly in relation to, well, this is the kind of house I live in, this is the kind of car my parents drive, this is the kind of food we eat, these are the kind of things we get to do, which may or may not be accurate at all. When you talk about money with your kids, you're often talking about limits or constraints, but it's better to begin to have that conversation before they go to college. We find that the kids who often have the most difficult time paying for college are kids who they haven't had that conversation, their parents haven't had that conversation with them. They get into college for a year or two, and now the resources just aren't there. The last one is perhaps the most obvious, but it is you should apply for financial aid. It almost doesn't matter what your income is. You should just apply for financial aid because the only reward you'll get for not applying for financial aid is getting no financial aid. So it makes sense to apply to sort out not just need-based grants based on your ability to pay, but scholarships as well. And as far as borrowing goes, since most people really fear that, borrowing can expand college options, but it can be dangerous. It's both attractive and dangerous. You can borrow however much you're eligible to borrow for. That doesn't mean you should. And so you should think very carefully about what you're willing to borrow and what you think your kids, how you want to limit your kids' borrowing. If you do those things in advance, at least think about them, you'll be better positioned to talk to aid offices and to think about price in a way more rational way than it's, now I'm a junior or senior, and my kid is a junior or senior in high school, I haven't thought about it, and I'm just afraid.
Mm-hmm. And what about parents, considering alternative college paths? You know, maybe some parents need to come to the hard truth that maybe their child is not cut out for a four-year college. And there's other, you know, just probably just as good option, good as options as a four-year college, a two-year college, part-time, vocational degrees, and so forth. So what do you think about that? How do parents come to that conclusion or encourage their child to, instead of a four-year college plan, to look at a two-year so forth?
Well, first of all, I completely agree with you. And some of that you get just by it requires a whole lot of parental empathy, listening not just with the ear of your head but the ear of your heart to help to ensure that when you're advising your child, you're not just doing it through your lens. You really are trying to do what's best for them. I wrote a story in my book about my niece, who was an honor student in high school, had done everything she could to, and would have been a terrific engineering student at many, many institutions. But she decided she wanted to do a two-year program in machine tool technology. And she was very secure and assertive about that choice. She likes to make stuff. And all summer before she went into that program, friends of my brother and their family would say, oh, you're not going to college. Well, in fact, she was going to college. And in fact, she was doing exactly what she wanted to do. And she's completed that program, and she's gainfully and happily employed and is beginning to pursue now a four-year degree because she'd like to get into management. But it was about time and interest, and they listened to her. And I think listening is really smart.
Absolutely. Good advice for parents out there. It's John McGee we've been talking to. John, thank you so much. He's the author.
Thank you so much for having
parents,
me on.
You're welcome. Dear Parents, a Field Guide for College Preparation. You could check it out. Is the book available on Amazon?
Yes,
plug
it's available
Amazon,
on Amazon and all
easier.
Major booksellers. Yep.
Fantastic. John, thanks so much for all these pearls of wisdom. We really need it as parents experiencing this and making those college choices coming up in the next few months, in fact. So thank you, John, for your advice. Come on back on the show. We'd love to have you.
Great.
You got a lot more
thank
to
you so much. I'd love to do that.
Too, talking about rejection. We never even got to that when your child is rejected from their college choices. So we'll get into that next time. Thanks so much. John McGee.
Thank you.
Dear Parents, a Field Guide for College Preparation. Okay, we're out of time, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show this week. And on that note, let's end the show. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please do like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on our Instagram. So long, everybody. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.